So from Pitt Road, Chris Wilner, you've been following up on the story on Chandler Smith. What's the latest there?
Well, Jeff, he is already back to the garage here at Chicago because of a motor issue. This is now the third for Joe Gibbs Racing all weekend. You guys just talked about Sheldon Creed having to start from the rear. He had a motor issue earlier this morning, but Chandler came over the radio and said, I think I dropped a cylinder. We saw the smoke out on the racetrack. They brought it down pit road, and crew chief Jeff Mendering said, let's take it back behind the wall. Chandler very frustrated in that regular season title chase with Cole Custer. That's going to take a big hit here as he retires early.
It really is, and that is the third engine issue from Joe Gibbs Racing's Xfinity Series program here this weekend. Yesterday, after a pre-race technical inspection, the car of John Hunter Nemechek from Joe Gibbs Racing, they realized they had some sort of an engine issue when they were firing the engine up, so they got permission, went ahead and changed the engine on that one yesterday, forced him to the back of the field for the start of today's race. The other driver that had to go to the back of the field was Sheldon Creed with an engine issue as well. So Creed, another of those Joe Gibbs cars. Three of the four of them have had engine problems.
Under the caution flag, pit road is open. Chris Wilner, we see takers coming your way.
Yeah, a little interesting strategy, Jeff. If you're not worried about stage points like some of the drivers near the back, Josh Williams is already in his box. They're going to take this opportunity for a four-tire change. Sunoco Fuel, and he's down and away. So an opportunity to maybe extend and get some stage points later on when everybody pits. Steve Post, anybody by you?
Sage Karam is in. He's already been in one time. He had a flat right front tire, so they're kind of just giving that car the once-over at this point. It's been a rough outing. Now the crew looking up under the right front of that car to see if there's some suspension damage or other problem on the car. So only one I got down here is Sage Karam during this early caution.
Jeremy Clements was another one of the drivers that came down the pit lane for service. Jeremy Clements is now just five starts away from breaking the NASCAR Xfinity Series most consecutive starts all time. Jason Keller holds that record at 382 consecutive starts. Well, if Jeremy Clements can get into every race come Darlington, Labor Day weekend in September, he will officially break that record, and Jeremy Clements, the South Carolina native, will be the all-time consecutive Xfinity Series starts leader.
Alex, before we put him back under the green flag, and that's going to happen here shortly, let's tell you where your favorite driver is running. Presented by Napa, elevate your engine performance and help it run cleaner, longer with the advanced formulation and protection of Napa full synthetic engine oil, available at Napa locations nationwide.
So they're going to get the one-to-go signal, and since we are on a street course, they do it a little bit different. They do not do it at the start-finish line. It'll be over there in turn number five. And then they will, in fact, get an opportunity to choose what lane they want to restart in. And that takes place on the straightaway between turn five and turn six here on South Columbus Drive.
All right, so here's how they're going to line up before they choose. Shane Van Gisbergen, Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, Connor Mosack, Jesse Love, top five, rest of the top 10, Cole Custer, Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger, Sammy Smith 9th, Austin Hill 10th.
11th coming to the restart is Parker Retzlaff, Riley Herbst, Sheldon Creed, Joey Logano, Alex LeBay, the top 15, 16 through 20, Austin Green, Parker Kligerman, John Hunter Nemechek, Anthony Alfredo, and Jeb Burton.
Preston Pardis, 21st, Leland Hunneman, 22nd, Brennan Poole, 23rd, Josh Balicki, Brandon Jones, Justin Allgaier back in 26th, followed by Kyle Weatherman, Ryan Sieg, Ryan Ellis, and Kyle Sieg. That's your top 30.
Running 31st right now, Sage Karam, Josh Williams, 32nd, Daniel Suarez, 33rd, 34th is Andre Castro with Jeremy Clements, Matt DiBenedetto, Blaine Perkins on the track. One car out of the race is Chandler Smith. The field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Lap 10, back under the green flag. Shane Van Gisbergen, Kyle Larson at it yet again.
Larson dive bombs to the inside of Van Gisbergen. He overshoots turn one, takes the lead, but opens the door down low. Van Gisbergen reverses the favor, drives right back by him again as they make their way to turn two. Van Gisbergen back to the lead. Larson rides second.
This time, Larson goes to the outside in turn number four. Not the preferred line, but he draws alongside. inside of Van Gisbergen, and the lead battle side by side.
Out onto Columbus Drive, they are side by side, nose to nose, and inches apart down the high speed, downhill straightaway. Larson's got the advantageous inside line in turn six. He'll take the lead. Van Gisbergen, though, is not done yet. He's right back at him, heading for seven.
Larson not shy at all about putting the car where it may not belong, but it's got him the lead as they come through the right-hand turn seven. Shane Van Gisbergen now rising in that second spot. They make their way through turns eight. Top five or single file formation. Through Congress Plaza they fly. Ty Gibbs starting to tighten things up from that third position. Connor Mosack just a half car length behind Gibbs. Here they come as Larson really nails turn 11. He's pulling away just a little bit from SVG.
They climb the hill over the bridge and into turn number 12, the 90-degree right-hand turn. Onto the main straightaway. There'll be four laps to go.
Trouble at turn 11. We have one car around. Everybody taking an evasive action. It is the machine of Josh Balicki. He simply lost grip coming into the right-hand turn 11. Everybody gets back on the left and right. Josh William grabs a gear and continues.
And what Alex was saying is we have four laps remaining in stage number one. Kyle Larson, Shane Van Gisbergen, Ty Gibbs, top three. Kurt Becker.
Here they come on Lakeshore Drive once again this afternoon, with Kyle Larson, the race leader. Shane Van Gisbergen looks to the inside, thinks better of it, has to be careful, has to slam the door before Ty Gibbs draws alongside. The lead three all work their way off turn five onto South Columbus.
Van Gisbergen keeping the pressure on as they head downhill, looking to the left, looking to the right. Now it's going to have to fall back in line. I have a car length behind. A full car length back to Gibbs, who rides in third. Connor Mosack is fourth. Fifth, the double zero, Cole Custer.
Down the hill they come, headed toward turn seven. This is down Balboa Drive onto Michigan Avenue. It is Kyle Larson with the top spot, but he's got a lot of unwanted company as he makes his way through turn eight and around the left-hand turn nine. Oh, Larson throws the tail out just a little bit. Shane Van Gisbergen takes advantage just a bit, cuts the gap down to half a car length. Ty Gibbs a very close third with Connor Mosack single file in that fourth spot.
It will continue to be Kyle Larson, however. He has the advantage. Shane Van Gisbergen not quite close enough to put a challenge on. Ty Gibbs rides in the number three spot. Connor Mosack is fourth. Cole Custer is fifth. Jeff, here early on, as we've got now just three to go in the opening stage, this one's living up to the hype.
Well, it certainly is. And what a battle between Larson and Shane Van Gisbergen. Ty Gibbs, I think, has got the best seat in the house to watch this ongoing battle for the lead. Looks like Justin Allgaier has gone around on course. Actually, he's on pit road. Let's cover Justin Allgaier, who's on pit road.
Yeah, and he just came to his box. Looks like a routine tire change, but again, this is the call for that Jim Pullman-led group to go off strategy, pit before the stage, and the pit closes before the stage ends. They're already down to the right side of the race car. Goodyear tires are in. Sunoco fuel is in, and he's down and away.
And Riley Herbst has now been punted off the racetrack. He's gone the opposite direction. Keeps it out of the tire barrier for the most part. A little wrinkle on the left rear corner of that Monster Energy Ford Mustang. And Riley Herbst will spin things around in turn number five and try to get back on the racetrack. Pit lane will close this time by because we're two laps within the finish of the stage. So some strategy playing out for Allgaier, as Chris Wilner talked about. That's a big deal there after they had the crash today in qualifying, forced him to the backup car, I should say in practice, that forced them to the backup car for today's race.
And here comes the race leader up and around turn number 12. It is Kyle Larson. That's no surprise. Shane Van Gisbergen right there with them, Dave.
There hasn't been much of a break for either driver when they've been at the lead, Jeff. It's not a break now for Kyle Larson. He's got a slower car in front of him. He's got Shane Van Gisbergen looking left, looking right, through the right-hand turn number two and out onto the straightaway on Columbus Drive.
Kyle Larson, the race leader, works his way back onto Lakeshore, and here he comes now. Works his way up through corner number three. Again, a quick right-hander. Moves to the right. Shuts the door there. Van Gisbergen goes left. Still doesn't have room to get by. Shane Van Gisbergen inches from the back bumper of the Kyle Larson machine, headed off turn number five.
They'll carry the battle back to the downhill section of Columbus Drive. High speed racing as they head down the hill toward turn number six. For the moment, Van Gisbergen content to follow in the tire tracks. He goes a little wider in turn six. Maybe trying to set up a crossover. Can't get it done. 7 as they exit 6 and head uphill.
As we near the end of stage 1, Shane Van Gisbergen starts to turn up the heat on Kyle Larson. They come through turn 7, nose to tail. Larson still in the top spot. Through turn 8 they go. That's the right-hander back to Congress Plaza. Larson a little wider here in Congress Plaza. Opened the door momentarily for SVG, but he is right on the bumper of the Hendrick Motorsports. Kyle Larson, top 2, pulling away from Ty Gibbs, Connor Mosack, and others.
Now, Kyle Larson is not running for championship points. However, Shane Van Gisbergen is doing that. And a stage win would go a long way in that effort. He's going to try to get by as we begin the final lap of stage number 1.
Every point critical for Shane Van Gisbergen as he tails Kyle Larson into that left-hand turn number 1. Less than a car length back. Looks a bit to driver's right. Doesn't have the daylight. Now through the right-hand turn number 2. They'll spill out onto Lakeshore. Still single file, first and second.
Kyle Larson continues to show the way, and Shane Van Gisbergen, he will look left. He'll look. So far, Larson's been a step quicker, manages to keep him behind him. Once more time, headed off East Roosevelt. They're off turn number 5. Van Gisbergen knocking at the door one more time.
Sticking his foot in the door now. He'll make the move to the driver's right as they head down the hill on Columbus Drive, headed for turn 6. Inside line belongs to Larson. Here they come into 6. A little bit of contact as they race their way through. They're still side by side off turn 6.
Door panel to the door panel down the hill of Balboa Drive. Here they come into the right-hand turn 7. Give the advantage to SVG. He steals the lead away from Kyle Larson here on the final lap of stage 1. Through turn 8 they go. Around Congress Plaza now. That's turn 9. And Shane Van Gisbergen has the top spot by some 2 to 3 car lengths over Kyle Larson, with Ty Gibbs watching on in third. They are off turn 11.
Green and white checkered flag will be flying at the start-finish line. Who's going to get back there first? It's Shane Van Gisbergen, first one to 12. The right-hand run off of turn number 12 back to the start-finish line. Green and white checkered flag is in the air, and Shane Van Gisbergen has scored the stage 1 win. He does so in front of Kyle Larson. Green and white checkered flag flying at the start-finish line. Ty Gibbs third, Connor Mosack fourth, Cole Custer fifth. Now we see the caution lights go on around the racetrack. The rest of the top 10, A.J. Allmendinger, he was sixth. Jesse Love, seventh. Austin Hill finished eighth. Ninth at the line, Sam Mayer. Parker Kligerman was 10th. Stage 1, won by Shane Van Gisbergen.
Once the pit lane opens up, we'll find out if anyone elects to come to pit road.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean. soybean.org.
Welcome back to the Loop 121, presented by McDonald's. Get the new $5 meal deal at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only.
We welcome you back to the streets of Chicago, Illinois, in a picture-perfect Saturday afternoon on Independence Weekend. Glad you can spend part of your Saturday with us, whether you're up and down the nation's highways or out on the boat or in the backyard, a little family cookout or whatever the case may be. We welcome you to the Motor Racing Network's live flag-to-flag coverage of the Loop 110 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Now, pit lane has not opened up officially as of yet, so Steve Post, what are you hearing on the radio? Will we have some strategy play out and keep cars on the track, or will they come to pit lane?
Right now, I believe cars will come down pit road. The fuel window here is about 35 laps, so we had understood this might be a one-stop race, and if that's the case, we're down to within that window as far as the green flag goes. So I think we're going to see cars come down. This might be the one and only pit stop we have here today. They can make it to the end of stage number two. It's just that track position game. My hunch is we're going to see cars pitting as soon as pit road opens.
There were some cars that were able to play the strategy card already, namely Justin Allgaier. Crashed in practice today, had to go to a backup car, and had some strategy to come into play in today's race. Pit lane closes two laps before the end of any given stage. Therefore, Chris Wilner, Justin Allgaier and his team opted to play the strategy card a little early.
They did, Alex, but unfortunately he had some problems getting onto pit road as Justin was committing to pit entry here off of turn number 12. Somebody just came blasting through and caught Justin Allgaier in the back end and spun him around, so it delayed his entry to pit road. They were able to get four tires and Sunoco fuel, but again, you guys alluded to it, Justin Allgaier taking advantage of that pit stop earlier. He's going to stay out as well as several others back deeper in the field to try to gain some track position, but the noise you hear in the background is the sledgehammers and bear bond going on the Riley Herbst machine. You guys talked about the contact he had, significant right rear, left rear damage all over that Monster Energy Ford Mustang for SHR, so he's going to take his sweet time here on pit road as they try to damage that machine.
Well, he was racing hard with Sheldon Creed and got Sheldon Creed between himself and the concrete wall, and Sheldon Creed bounced off of the wall just a bit, and I believe Sheldon took full offense to that. By the time they got to the corner, Sheldon Creed returned the favor and absolutely punted Riley Herbst and spun him around and made him get some contact to the back of his Ford Mustang off that concrete wall. So a little angst between Sheldon Creed and Riley Herbst. Into turn number 12, will we see pit lane open up this time? This is going to be the big question, whether it opens up, and they will. In fact, it will be open, and here comes a handful of cars. Not everybody is going to come to pit road. Only, it looks like, Cole Custer's in, Ty Gibbs is in, Jesse Love, Austin Hill, among others. Problem for Ty Gibbs, he got slow on the entrance to pit road, and Cole Custer actually went around him as they make their way to Steve Post.
Yeah, Cole Custer's bringing that car in. He's the first one to hit his marks down here. Cole reported the car was a little loose, so Jonathan Toney going to make chassis adjustments to get that car out. Here's Ty Gibbs in the very first pit box. Crew around to the left side of that automobile. Again, left side tires going on first. Fuel is still on the right side of the car, on the same side as the racetrack. So the fuel, and they have a problem on Ty Gibbs' car. On the left rear, a slow stop for Ty Gibbs, a problem on that car. Austin Hill down and away, Jesse Love down and away, Sam Mayer, Cole Custer all down and away. They're still working on the Ty Gibbs car. What a disaster for the Joe Gibbs Racing team. Chris Wilner,
you talked about Jesse Love exiting pit road. It was a routine for Goodyear Eagles and Sunoco fuel. He said, I'm just a little bit tight center off. They made an air pressure adjustment. Sam Mayer was in. They're having slight radio issues, but he said, I'm super loose. I need a ton of help. They made a chassis adjustment as well as an air pressure adjustment with four Goodyear Eagles and filling it full of Sunoco fuel here on pit stops, lap number 17 of 50.
And we'll recap it all for you when we come back. We're racing here in the Chicago Street Race, downtown Chicago, Illinois.
A proud Chicago tradition since 1949. Garrett Popcorn Shops handcrafts delicious gourmet popcorn in small batches right in their kitchens. Their secret family recipes include the world-famous Garrett Mix, the Chicago-style sweet and savory blend of caramel crisp and cheese corn. Visit one of their shops, find them at a Midwest grocery store near you, or shop online to ship anywhere across the U.S. at GarrettPopcorn.com.
Looking for weekly motorsports podcasts to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Geico restart underway. Lap number 18 back under the green flag. Kyle Larson to the inside and by Shane Van Gisbergen. He'll take the lead. Van Gisbergen goes back to second. Then you've got A.J. Allmendinger. He's up to third. They're headed to Kurt Becker.
Here they come on the Lakeshore Drive and now under braking for corner number four. Across East Roosevelt they go. Kyle Larson, the race leader, opens up by a couple of car lengths on Shane Van Gisbergen, headed up South Columbus.
Van Gisbergen's got a couple of car lengths in turn over A.J. Allmendinger, who just bulldogged his way past Connor Mosack in turn one on the restart. A.J.'s right there in the hunt now. Just a car length off the back bumper of Shane Van Gisbergen as he rides in position number three.
It'll be Kyle Larson bringing the field down Balboa Drive. He has the lead, but he's not pulling away. Shane Van Gisbergen, a very solid second there, and A.J. Allmendinger rides in that third position. They enter into Congress Plaza. As Larson slides his Chevrolet ever so slightly, so too does Allmendinger, but Shane Van Gisbergen in second stays very solid and actually makes up a little bit of ground on the exit of turn 11 on the leader, Kyle Larson.
Little housekeeping to clean up. There was a pit road penalty, and it was given to Cole Custer. As you recall, I mentioned on the pit lane, he passed Ty Gibbs to driver's left after Gibbs slowed down inexplicably, and that's a penalty to pass on the left unless you're committing to a pit box. So Cole Custer had to drop to the tail end of the field for the restart. Field now works its way past turn one into turn number two. Kyle Larson with the advantage. Shane Van Gisbergen is second. A.J. Allmendinger up to third. Connor Mozak fourth. Sammy Smith rounds out the top five, headed for turn number five.
Here they come now off Lakeshore with Kyle Larson at the front of this line of traffic. He is the race leader. No one steps out of line in the top five. There's a break of some 6 to 7 car lengths. Back of Sammy Smith before we come to Austin Green. He's in the sixth position.
Austin Green, the second generation driver, doing another outstanding job in one of his rare road course starts in his 2024 season. He's solidly in the top 10 as the leaders all single file their way through turn number six. They'll climb up the hill to seven.
just a bit of a downhill into turn seven. Lots of braking here, lots of downshifting. Kyle Larson executes turn seven and turn eight, both right-handers, does so very, very well, excellently. Shane Van Gisbergen now on the bumper of Kyle Larson in a two-car breakaway up at the front. It is A.J. Allmendinger riding by himself in that third position. Oh, and Van Gisbergen almost just punted Kyle Larson, maybe even had to back off just a little bit. The top two make their way up the hill to turn 12.
Seven drivers did not come to pit road. They include your race leaders, Kyle Larson and Shane Van Gisbergen. And Dave, they're at it again, side by side, back to one.
Van Gisbergen got a hole shot when Kyle Larson drifted a little wide, coming to the front straightaway. Larson leads to one. Van Gisbergen crosses over. He goes drivers left on Larson. They are side by side now, heading to the right hand. Turn number two. Van Gisbergen drops back, changes lanes, tries to challenge again. Drivers right. He's trying to pull to the inside.
Here he comes, Van Gisbergen, from left to right. But again, Larson, just a step quicker, shuts off the lane. Here's Larson now, under braking, back into corner number four, making his car very wide as Shane Van Gisbergen dances back and forth just inches from the back bumper.
Front two are breaking away, and SVG is on the attack again. Down the hill they come. Now into the braking zone. They're side by side. Van Gisbergen to the outside or driver's right. He'll cross over, try to make the move to the driver's left. Larson throws a block at him. Van Gisbergen goes even further to the side, but can't find room to race.
We'll see if SVG can make a difference here through turn 7 and 11. It is still Kyle Larson in that top spot with Shane Van Gisbergen riding in second, and it's still A.J. Allmendinger all by himself in that third spot as they round the left-hand turn 9 and fly through turn 10. For the moment, Kyle Larson hangs on to that lead. It is Connor Mosack now in that fourth position. Fifth is Sammy Smith, and right behind him is Austin Green.
Austin Green, son of 1994 Xfinity Series champion David Green. He's a great road racer. Two top tens in the Xfinity Series this year. Won a seventh at Circuit of the Americas. Won a fourth place finish on the road course in Wine Country at Sonoma, California. So Austin Green giving it a good run. He's got a lot of road racing experience running in the Trans Am Series.
23-year-old driver from Concord, North Carolina, driving for Jordan Anderson Racing. And right now he is running in position number six. Kurt, there's an ongoing battle that just will not stop between a couple of drivers headed your way.
Kyle Larson, who has the lead, and Shane Van Gisbergen, who's right with him, could not slide a piece of paper between their bumpers as they work their way back off the corner, back on to South Columbus. The battle continues.
Shane Van Gisbergen enters into these right-hand corners and the lefts at 90 degrees, a little bit higher, and then tries to rotate the exit to get a jump underneath Kyle Larson. He tries it again in six. Not going to work. He'll fall back in single file.
They'll make their way onto Michigan Avenue. And here's the thing about these two top drivers. Both are excellent at that craft. Both have put on an outstanding show thus far, and it has not gotten physical. They've both respected each other's racing space, and it's absolutely fantastic to see. Flying through that right-hand turn 10, both drivers drifted their cars through turn 10, Larson in the top spot with Shane Van Gisbergen in hot pursuit.
Those two drivers still at the front of the field where they've been the entire race long. So let's find out a little bit more about the ongoing strategy between Shane Van Gisbergen and Kyle Larson's team. And let's pop in on the pit lane presented by Garrett Popcorn. Enjoy the world-famous gourmet popcorn from Garrett Popcorn Shops. Find their handcrafted small-batch recipes in their shops at Midwest grocery stores or online at GarrettPopcorn.com. Chris Wilner?
Well, it's a two-story tale for your top two leaders here in Chicago. For Kyle Larson, he just feels like Shane Van Gisbergen is playing with him. Kyle saying, I am awful in the slow section of this course. Shane is just all over my back bumper, but I feel like I can gain down the long sweeping corners. Kyle saying he needs more lateral grip. They were thinking about pitting there under the last stage break, but opted to do what Shane Van Gisbergen was to do, and that was to stay out. Now, SVG, quiet on the radio, said, I'm happy with the race car, but his team is relaying him where Larson is beating him, and that's why, as Dave Moody talked about, he's opening up his entry.
Trouble turn six. A.J. Allmendinger overshoots the entrance, locked up the rear wheels, side saddles it into the tire barrier as the field goes steaming past the third place automobile of A.J. Allmendinger with heavy damage in turn six.
So we are under the caution flag here on lap number 22. Kyle Larson is the race leader, followed by Shane Van Gisbergen, Connor Mosack, Sammy Smith, and Austin Hill. Chris Wilner?
Yeah, and we're just talking about, too, wrapping up with Shane Van Gisbergen. This may actually open the pit window for your two leaders, so we're going to monitor the radios as well. But for A.J. Allmendinger, overcooked it, as you guys talked about it. He got the car refired. They're worried about the oil temperature now. He just came over the radio with the damage to that race car, so expect to see that colleague Chevrolet on pit road. But it'll be interesting now to see what the leaders do under this caution.
A.J. was running third. We have seven laps remaining in stage number two. We're under caution.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
More on AJ as we work under the caution flag here, lap number 23 after this timeout from the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back to the Loop 121, presented by Enjoy Illinois. Racing fans, plan a fun-fueled adventure in the middle of everything on enjoyillinois.com.
One away from halfway. Next time by, 24 laps will be complete. 26 remain in the event. Six remain in stage number two. Larson, Van Gisbergen, Mosak, Sammy Smith, Austin Hill, top five. AJ was in the top five, running third. Then Dave Moody called it when he backed it into the tire barrier. He just left pit road. Chris Wilner was there to watch it all.
And he left pit road looking like just a bandaged up piece of sheet metal, because that's all that's about left of that colleague racing Chevrolet. They had to move the crush panel. They had the Sawzall out, cutting up some of the material away from the wheel well to avoid some tire rubs and all that. So lots going on in the AJ Allmendinger pit, but pit road is open. Kyle Larson is in with Shane Van Gisbergen and pit box next to each other. This is routine as those drivers stayed out at the end of stage number one. Four Goodyear Eagles getting bolted on both of those cars. Fresh cans of Sunoco fuel and a tire adjustment air pressure for Kyle Larson. Steve Post?
Yeah, kind of quiet down on this end of pit road as the cars make their way around here. As most of my drivers pitted earlier, Austin Green, we talked about the good run he had. Here's his car around, crew around to the left side of that automobile. That's a Jordan Anderson Racing entry. Here they are now around to the right side. Going to be four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel. When we look at the side-by-side between Kyle Larson and Shane Van Gisbergen, Larson goes out first. Connor Mosak gets in between them, and then Shane Van Gisbergen third out. I need to mention also Cole Custer unhappy with the handling of his car. He just pitted here and is down and away.
Now they're going to make some adjustments to that race car and get him back on the track. Sammy Smith has inherited the race lead.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires Bombs Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
With five laps to go in stage number two, green flag is back in the air. After the pit stop shuffle up, Sammy Smith, the race leader, Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, Jesse Love, and Sheldon Creed. That's how they race right now. But Austin Hill is able to get by Sammy Smith. So give the race lead to Austin Hill as he makes his way to turn number five.
Here he comes now. He works his way, Austin Hill does, through corner number five. Opens up by a couple of car lengths. Back to Sammy Smith, who's got Jesse Love right behind.
Austin Hill trying to make a quick getaway here and having some luck at it. He's quickly away by five, maybe six car lengths into turn number six. Sammy Smith, Jesse Love, Justin Allgaier, and Sam Mayer, the top five, as they make their way off turn six. They'll all stay single file as they race up the hill.
Yeah, Austin Hill will enjoy the luxury of a large lead as they bring him into the right-hand turn seven, then through the right-hand turn eight and on to Concourse Plaza. So Austin Hill has a good restart here by about five, six car lengths, and now coming around the middle of a turn nine, that's where you'll find Sammy Smith. He's got a lot of company with Jesse Love and Justin Allgaier and Sam Mayer, nose to tail, single file off turn 11.
All right, so way back now, outside of the top 15, that's where Larson is, that's where Custer and Mosak and Van Gisbergen are. They pitted on lap 24. They've got a lot of ground to make up as we are now one lap past halfway. The leaders in turn one.
Here they come into turn one. Austin Hill's lead down to just a couple, maybe three car lengths in hand over the Sammy Smith machine. They'll sneak their way down towards turn number two through the right-hander. Back out on a Lake Shore Drive. It continues to be Austin Hill, Sammy Smith, Jesse Love, and Justin Allgaier.
Kyle Larson trying to work his way out of some traffic further back. He was back in the 16th position. He went to driver's right, then back to driver's left. He stacked him three wide on the lake shore, then double wide, trying to work his way back into the top 10, and he is making progress. He has worked his way into the 10th spot by the time he heads off turn five.
He made his way past the Joey Logano machine, driving for AM Racing this season, making his way this week, I should say, making his way back up to the field from front of the pack. It continues to be Austin Hill. The lead this time out of six is about four, Carlin.
Sammy Smith is chipping away just a little bit at the lead of Austin Hill as they make their way onto Michigan Avenue. Again, single file among the top six or seven as Austin Hill hustles his machine through the Congress Drive. That is the turn nine. Sammy Smith now all by himself in second. He has pulled away a little bit from Jesse Love, but Jesse Love is going to feel the pressure from Justin Allgaier as Allgaier almost gets to the bumper of Love.
As they make their way back up to turn number 12, those drivers that dominated early on in the form of Kyle Larson and Shane Van Gisbergen, different pitch strategy has them beginning to climb the leaderboard. Larson is back up to the number 12 spot. Van Gisbergen 15th, Connor Mozak in the same boat. He's back to the 16th position, while Austin Hill, Jeff, continues to show the way.
He does so over Sammy Smith, Jesse Love, Justin Allgaier, and Sam Mayer. That is your top five. We're getting down to it now. Just three to go in stage number two. Let's pick up Austin Hill.
Here he comes. He's on Lakeshore Drive, but he's getting ready to make the right-hand bend onto East Roosevelt Road, working his way through downtown Chicago. Austin Hill with the race lead on South Columbus. Sammy Smith right there in the second spot, trying to close the gap as they race down the hill toward turn six. Jesse Love in the third spot. Allgaier fourth. Mayer in fifth. The lead for Austin Hill expands now up to five, maybe six, Carling, as they exit turn number six.
And understand here at the Twisted Bits here of a Chicago street course, Austin Hill's not doing anything special. He's just being solid. He's just being careful, trying to eliminate any of the mistakes. Here he comes around the left-hand turn nine. Again, not sliding the car around because he has the luxury to do so. About eight or nine car lengths over second-place man Sammy Smith, and that's just the way Austin Hill likes it. Jesse Love continues to ride in that third spot just in front of Justin Allgaier.
There'll be two laps to go in stage number two. Sammy Smith came into the race just 11 points to the good as far as the championship playoff look goes. He has yet to make a pit stop. As a matter of fact, he's the only car not to pit so far today as they race their way to one.
He's trying to have a nice steady afternoon and accumulate some points with Chandler Smith, championship contender, already out in the early going. It's a good day to have a good day. Leaders now make their way through turn number two. It continues to be Austin Hill over Sammy Smith and Jesse Love, the top three.
Sammy Smith doing a good job keeping Jesse Love behind him thus far ever since that last restart. So Smith hangs on to the second position, but he's losing contact with Austin Hill. Hill is already off turn number five. He leaves East Roosevelt with a widening six-car length lead.
Austin Hill has got things well in hand, at least for the moment. Battle is hot and heavy back behind him. Ty Gibbs and Parker Kligerman getting into it, exchanging a little bit of sheet metal. Right there is Sam Mayer as well. Gibbs to the inside in turn six, opens the door for Mayer. Kligerman gets a piece of the wall, bounces off, and keeps on rolling.
That is just outside the top five as they make their way down Balboa Drive. Austin Hill is already through turn seven and turn eight. Again, a healthy lead over second place man Sammy Smith, who slides it just a little bit. And so far, it is Jesse Love has the measure of Justin Allgaier. Don't know if Allgaier can get by him before the end of stage two. Sheldon Creed also showing some speed from that fourth, fifth position.
Physical from sixth on back. Kligerman, Gibbs, Sam Mayer, John Hunter Nemechek. You got Larson back there in 10th. Shane Van Gisbergen just outside of the top 10. One to go in stage number two. Dave, they're headed back at you.
Austin Hill's got him right where he wants him right now. The lead is up to seven, maybe even eight car lengths over Sammy Smith. Sammy's got more attention to pay to the rearview mirror as he's got Jesse Love working hard on him than Justin Allgaier and Sheldon Creed, the top five.
Sammy Smith just trying to hang on to the second position. All kinds of challengers lining up on Lakeshore, but no such challenge for Austin Hill. His red and black Chevrolet leaves turn number five. He is still some seven car lengths in front of Sammy Smith, and Smith still a couple of car lengths up on Jesse Love.
Shane Van Gisbergen has made his way past Kyle Larson. He has busted his way back into the top 10, trying to close in on John Hunter Nemechek. Here come the leaders through turn number six. Nothing doing in the top five. Everybody, at least for the moment, will continue in single file formation.
All Austin Hill has to do now is bring it home through the right-hand turn 7, again through the right-hand turn 8. His lead still pretty healthy over second place man Sammy Smith. Smith negotiates the left-hand turn 9. He's opened up a little bit of ground between himself and Jesse Love. And again, Love still in front of Justin Allgaier as your leader is off turn 11 and up the hill, up Jackson Drive.
That Chevrolet Camaro piloted by Austin Hill, looking for his third stage win of the season. Off turn 12, who keeps the car pointed in the right direction, and indeed, Austin Hill will pick up the stage 2 win. He'll score the stage win. Sammy Smith, valuable points coming across the line second. Jesse Love was third. Justin Allgaier with the strategy call was fourth. Sheldon Creed was fifth. Sixth, Ty Gibbs. Seventh, Parker Kligerman. Eighth, Sam Mayer. Ninth, John Hunter Nemechek. And tenth, Shane Van Gisbergen.
Cole Custer spinning, coming to the line off of turn number 12. Cole was running in position number 13. Stage 2 is done. 30 down, 20 to go in the streets of Chicago.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated. What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Begin your summer adventure in Illinois. Indulge in Michelin star dining at Moody Tongue or Cabra. Then let the soulful sounds of Chicago blues serenade you into the night. Cruise down iconic Route 66. Enjoy small town charm in Galena. Or wander the storied halls where Lincoln's legacy comes alive. Stroll the Shawnee Hills wine trail to savor award-winning wines and plan an unforgettable escape at Dragonfly Lakes. Your summer starts in the middle of everything. Learn more at enjoyillinois.com.
Sammy Smith is the only one who is yet to come to pit road. Who will join him? Who might stay out? We'll find out together next from the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Welcome back on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, the shores of Lake Michigan, just off to our east, downtown Chicago, Illinois, 2.2 mile, 12-turn temporary road course. It's magical, and this the area is magical for sure, and this racetrack has not disappointed.
No, not a bit. And what a perfect day to go NASCAR Xfinity Series racing here on the streets of Chicago. Temperatures in the 70s. That's right, the mid-70s today.
You're not used to that.
I am not. I haven't seen that. We don't even get the 70s for the overnight lows back on the coast of North Carolina, but it is absolutely a picture-perfect day to go racing, and we can't stress it enough. After the inaugural street race last year, for not just the Xfinity Series, but for the Cup cars, all the rain that we had, all the concerts that were rained out, concerts scheduled to go off on time. We already had the legendary blues artist Buddy Guy on the stage. What a show that was. We got the Black Keys coming up immediately after this race. After the Black Keys concert, the Chainsmokers take the stage. Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on the stage here in the infield tomorrow. I say infield. It's here part of Grant Park right here with the racetrack going all the way around it.
And from our vantage point, we can see race fans literally everywhere. And I have a feeling they're not leaving disappointed. It's been great. 32 laps in, 18 to go. What do the last 18 have in store? I think we know one thing for sure, and that is Shane Van Gisbergen and Kyle Larson are not done yet. They are currently, before anybody elects to come to pit road, they line up in positions 10 and 11. For those that may just be joining us live, Alex, on the Motor Racing Network, that may have missed the first 25 laps, it was the Shane and Kyle show.
Yeah, it was. Kyle Larson's led the most laps, a total of 12. Shane Van Gisbergen has led 11. That doesn't necessarily paint the entire picture. Those are just the laps that they led. Doesn't mean how many times they swap the lead every given lap. There are some points they were trading the lead two and three times every lap.
All right, so we know one thing. Steve Post, weigh in on this. We know one thing for sure. Sammy Smith, at some point or another, is going to have to come to pit road. He's sitting in position number two. We know that for sure. What about the others? Do they elect to come to pit road at this point during the event?
I agree. Sammy Smith needs to come down, and I think he's going to come down pit road. Was interesting, and we got a couple others coming as well. Interesting to listen to the Austin Hill conversation. He said the car's doing this, the car's doing that, the car's doing this sort of thing. Andy Street says, all right, we'll put it in our notes for next year. So they're not going to bring him down. Looking up pit road, Justin Allgaier is in front of you, Chris Wilner.
That's right. Jim Poldman called him in, said we'd be too tight on fuel. Remember, they haven't pitted since lap 12 for the strategy play, getting in points. It was four Goodyear Eagles, Sunoco fuel, and a minor air pressure adjustment. Justin Allgaier down and away.
They will, and there's the only two to come to pit lane out of the top 10.
A proud Chicago tradition since 1949. Garrett Popcorn Shops handcrafts delicious gourmet popcorn in small batches right in their kitchens. Their secret family recipes include the world-famous Garrett Mix, the Chicago-style sweet and savory blend of caramel crisp and cheese corn. Visit one of their shops, find them at a Midwest grocery store near you, or shop online to ship anywhere across the U.S. at GarrettPopcorn.com.
Daytona always brings the drama.
Everything's on the line. The risk will be higher.
Three wide.
Look how insane this is.
Gunning to keep playoff hopes alive. Oh. It's now or never.
It's the most stressful night of racing that you'll ever go through.
For an unforgettable weekend of family fun, high wattage star power, and a front row seat full of fireworks. NASCAR weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We welcome you back to downtown Chicago as the NASCAR Xfinity Series racing hard here this afternoon. We've got 18 laps to go to decide who's going to win the Loop 110. So here's a look at how they're running at lap number 32, presented by NAPA. Elevate your engine's performance and help it run cleaner, longer, with the advanced formulation and protection of NAPA full synthetic engine oil, available at NAPA locations nationwide.
18 laps to go. Austin Hill out front on lap 32. Sammy Smith is second. Jesse Love, Sheldon Creed, Ty Gibbs, top five. Parker Kligerman right now, 6th. Sam Mayer, 7th. John Hunter Nemechek is 8th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 9th. And Kyle Larson completes the top 10.
That will shuffle just a bit as they come by the line because of the Sammy Smith pit stop along with Justin Allgaier. So those drivers all move up two spots. 11th is Joey Logano having a good drive for AM Racing. And 12th is Anthony Alfredo. 13th is Riley Herbst. 14th is Brandon Jones. 15th is Austin Green. 16th is Brennan Poole. Ryan Sieg is 17th. Daniel Suarez is 18th. Josh Williams, 19th, and 20th is Ryan Ellis.
21st, Preston Pardis. 22nd, Leland Honeyman. Kyle Sieg, 23rd. A.J. Allmendinger, 24th. Kyle Weatherman, 25th. Justin Allgaier, who pitted just a moment ago, is showing up now, 26th. Sammy Smith, 27th. Again, they just pitted. Jeb Burton, 28th. Parker Retzloff, 29th and 30th. Andre Castro.
And 31st is Josh Balicki, 32nd Matt DiBenedetto. Cole Custer, after another pit stop, is in the 33rd spot. Sage Karam is 34th. 35th is Blaine Perkins. 36th is Alex LeBay. He's the last car running. Two drivers being scored out of the race. In 37th, it will be Jeremy Clements. And 38th, Chandler Smith.
Lakeshore Drive, in between turn two all the way to turn number four. We talked about it during our practice show. You can just cover up the speed limits, Alex Hayden. They are ripping down Lakeshore Drive at 145 miles an hour.
Yeah, I love it. I do. And believe me, there's a lot of folks that live here in the greater Chicagoland area that have driven around these very streets that would love to go 145 miles an hour down Lakeshore. They just simply can't do it. If you can get to the posted speed limit, you're having yourself a lucky day because it just doesn't happen that often with all the traffic around here.
Kurt Becker is outside of turns 4 and 5. And, Kurt, we did this earlier this morning during our practice coverage. I want to do it with you right now for those that may not be familiar with some of the surroundings nearby. You have one of the most beautiful MRN Motor Racing Network broadcast positions of all time.
Absolutely fantastic. When you've got the Shedd Aquarium and the Field Museum right over your shoulder, that's tremendous. Just down the road to the south, Soldier Field. You talk about culture, you talk about sports history. Chicago is a great city. Those of us who are from Illinois, yeah, we're partial, but it's fun to be racing in downtown Chicago.
We're getting ready to do that one more time as the field's coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Those in the Congress Hotel getting a free seat looking at the Congress Plaza Drive. They sweep right through there. That's turns 8, 9, and 10. That's where the field is now. Now they're making that right-hand turn, turn number 11. As we get ready to go back under the green flag, when we do, there will be 16 laps remaining. You've got teammates at the front of the field, Austin Hill and Jesse Love. The green flag getting ready to fly once again.
They get into the Geico restart zone, which is before turn 12. Green flag back in the air, and here we go. Those RCR teammates at the front of the field, nobody giving an inch as they go to turn one.
Down to turn number one, they fly. It's going to be Jesse Love by a nose, but he's got the long way around. Austin Hill's got drivers left. That'll keep them side by side and nose to nose. Heading to the right hand, turn number two. Now the advantage will go to Jesse Love. Austin Hill looking to fall back in line in second.
Here they come onto Lakeshore Drive with Jesse Love at the front of the field for the first time this afternoon. He's got the advantage. He's got it already out to three car lengths. It'll be side by side for second. Ty Gibbs works his way to the inside of Austin Hill. That will be a change for that position. Ty Gibbs up to the runner-up spot and chasing the race lead.
A little bit further back, Shane Van Gisbergen's gobbling him up. He's picked up two, maybe three spots now as they head down the hill toward turn six. Jesse Love shows the way. Gibbs rides in second. Hill is third. Gets a little bump from behind from Sheldon Creed, but everybody soldiers on.
Here comes the field downhill toward the right-hand turn seven. It is Jesse Love showing the way. Now right behind him is Ty Gibbs. We'll have to see if Gibbs can make an impression through turn seven and 11. Again, Love, what a great restart for him. But Gibbs has absolutely erased any advantage he has. Third spot is still Austin Hill. Sheldon Creed sliding his machine through turns nine and 10. Behind Creed, it is Sam Mayer and now Shane Van Gisbergen right on the bumper of Sheldon Creed.
He is up to position number six and closing in a hurry. We are down to just 15 laps remaining. Jesse Love shows the way.
Turn 11, four cars involved. One pulls away. The other one who has a spin is Josh Bulicki. He is pointed in the wrong direction. Everybody hits the brakes and clears this area in turn 11, and even Bulicki will be able to drive away.
He will, but another driver's got the hood up and over the front of their car. Parker Retzloff, the Wisconsin native, got a piece of that crash. The hood is back on the windshield, and he missed the entrance to pit road. So that green, black, and white funk away Chevrolet is going to have to go all the way around the track with the hood covering the driver's visibility.
Give your engine the attention it deserves with the advanced formulation of Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It delivers faster oil flow for superior temperature protection in the harshest conditions, defends against sludge and buildup while keeping your engine running cleaner, longer, and improves fuel efficiency by reducing friction, helping you stay at peak performance mile after mile. Try Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil today. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Illinois is filled with natural wonders for everyone to enjoy. Lounge on Chicago's beautiful beaches or ride the 28 miles of lakefront trail. Hike to the falls at Starved Rock State Park and live a luxurious weekend of boutique camping under the blue skies of Camp Arimony. Take in the stunning vistas of the Garden of the Gods, zip line through the canopies in Shawnee National Forest, or grab a paddle and discover every corner of Wren Lake. There's more outdoor to explore in the middle of everything. Learn more at enjoyillinois.com.
Working the caution for the fifth time in today's race. Chain reaction crash down in turn number 11 in front of Dan Hubbard a moment ago. Andre Castro got a big chunk of that. The 25-year-old out of New York City. He's a 2021 Team USA scholarship recipient and an alumni of the University of Chicago. Looks like his race is going to end early today. From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.